This week on Hot Couple Chronicles.
Every time we get a room that we like and we show out, like we decorate it, we bring our own lights and we host parties in our room and luncheons and free drinks and food, and we invite everybody to room and we make it look amazing. And then the next time we go, somebody grabs it before we get a chance.
And then like a typical day at Secrets is you wake up, walk outside naked, most freeing, amazing feeling ever. No one cares at all.
Secrets is the only place I've been naked too. In public during the daytime.
So if you're going to room crawl, that's where you'll get in the most trouble.
It's a lot of shots quickly.
Very fast, because you don't realize, it catches up to you quickly. And it's usually at the end of a long day in the pool. So make sure you grab those waters that they do. You'll get rooms to hand those out, definitely. Definitely chug that sucker.
Welcome to Hot Couple Chronicles, a podcast exploring the swinging lifestyle. Our discussions may contain explicit content and adult themes intended for mature audiences. While we strive to offer valuable insights and entertainment, please be aware that the views expressed are based on personal experiences and opinions. We encourage listeners to approach the content with an open mind and to prioritize communication, consent, and respect in their relationships. Remember, everyone's journey is unique, so take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Thank you for joining us on our adventure.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is Hot Couple Chronicles.
Happy Wednesday.
We finally made it to a Wednesday together.
I know. Here I am. I'm back again.
Finally.
Feels so good. I am exhausted, though.
I bet you are.
My body's like done.
Yeah. It has been a long, 4 weeks for the most part.
The longest month of my life, pretty much. And I am so happy to be back. I am ready. I mean, I'm only home for 9 days, and then I'm going back to Florida. We're going back to Florida.
Well, at least we're going together this time.
But yeah, and it's for fun, and it's not. I don't have to worry about constantly, missing my grandchild being born all the time, like I have for the last month or so. So it feels good. My anxiety is so much better now that they're home and everything's good, and I'm home and I'm back with you.
Finally.
Finally.
I've missed you.
Finally. But we have Secrets coming up in 9 days. And so we have decided that this episode is going to be all about Secrets. All the things, all the inside scoop, all the details, all the information that you could ever want for your first trip to Secrets Hideaway, because we have been quite a few times now.
Yeah, I don't even know what number time this is, but we've been quite a few or so.
It's been a lot of times.
We've been going once or twice a year for the last 4 years.
Three or four for me. So, but we've been going pretty regularly for quite a few years now, and we love it there. And we're headed back. And I know a lot of our friends are going for the first time. We have a group of people that are going with us for the first time ever. So
I'm pretty excited.
So excited to show them one of our favorite places we love. We are lucky enough. It's not too close to us, but it's close enough.
Yeah. If we spend all of our free time there, it feels close.
My sister she lives about 4 hours south, and then we usually stop there, or my daughter's house, she's also there. And then it's only another hour 45, 2 hours to Secrets. It's in Kissimmee, Florida. Kissimmee, people argue which one it is. I don't know. I say Kissimmee.
Because it's how it's spelled.
I don't know. There's some argument there, but it's in Kissimmee, Florida, and it's an old Ramada. Let's be honest.
Not pretend it is what it isn't.
And as long as you understand that, you're going to be okay.
It's an old motel that they've renovated.
Yeah. And it's privately owned condos. So it's 2 stories condos, and I forget how many rooms, but
230 or something like that.
There's a lot. There's quite a few, and each one is privately owned, so every single room is different. So you never know.
Yeah.
You don't get the same thing for two.
Well, Secrets is basically three separate businesses in one property.
Yeah.
It's the resort, it's the condos and the real estate, and it's the club.
Yeah.
So they have a whole real estate side of it where they sell these condos to people, and they're pretty pricey to buy. We've looked into it.
Yeah. It's a perk though, man. It's nice.
But there's obvious perks when you as owner at Secrets, but
we would love to one day.
Yeah.
It's a goal one day. A goal, but yeah, and so each of them have a different theme, so they're really cool. There's different categories. There's just your standard room, and they're more just like a
hotel room.
It's just got
They have like a single king or a single queen, like, or double queen, I should say, like standard room, and then you have your fantasy suites, which are like the themes.
Yeah, so they have like 007, and there's a tiki bar one, and there's anime.
There's a Batman and Joker one. Yeah. There's the Fire and Ice one.
Yeah, that one's pretty cool too. Yeah.
There's so many.
So many. Each room. That's what
they do a good job of making their rooms unique.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's also ones that are clean, and it's not really a theme, it's just sexy.
Just nice. Yeah, a lot of like whites. A lot of rooms that are just like
white or black.
And yeah.
They have like your swings in it, or they have BDSM themed.
And most all of them have a kitchenette. They all have sinks and a fridge of some sort. Some rooms have a full-size fridge. Those are our personal favorite rooms.
Yeah.
We need fridge space because we bring a lot of food and drinks and things.
Because we host
a lot of things.
Yeah, so we host stuff in our room.
A full-size fridge is a plus for us. So we always like the rooms with a big fridge. That's why we like our 161 so much, because it has a full-size fridge and freezer, which is sweet. And yeah. And then you'll find the ones we try to try different ones every time we go, but we do have particular ones that we do
love. We have first picks that we, if it's available, we go there.
Yeah,
but the problem is every time we get a room that we like, and we show out, like we decorate it, we bring our own lights, and we host parties in our room, and luncheons, and free drinks and food, and we invite everybody to room. And we make it look amazing. And then the next time we go, somebody grabs it before we get a chance.
Every time. We haven't been able to get 161 in 2 years because we sold that location and that room hard. So ever since, it's been hard to get.
I think that was one of my favorites, just because of the location.
Yeah.
It was the location was perfect.
That's my favorite part about it. And I do like the shower too. The shower is my second favorite part of it.
Yeah,
has a really good shower, but it has a really good window right in the corner. So everybody passes by if you like that sort of thing. And we do. So So this year we're staying in 141, which is, it looks really nice. It looks really it's like clean.
It's one of those sexy, it's not really
blue
themed,
white,
but it's real nice.
And it has a nice shower. It's like an 8-person shower head or something like that. So
yes,
I'm excited.
A lot of them have big walk-in showers for multiple people, which is fun. Yep.
And then you pay a little bit more for the interior rooms because those are the prime spot, so you can get to the party faster.
So when people ask me about tips on Secrets, I tell them, well, it's all about what you want.
Yeah.
If you want a quiet place to unwind, get an exterior room.
Yeah.
If you want to be in the party, don't mind a little bit of noise at night, because
it will be noisy.
It will be noisy. And the DJ starts at like
10 a.m.
every day.
And goes until like 3 in the morning.
So if you don't mind that, then you want to be part of the, in the party, the craziness, get an interior room.
Yeah.
And the views are better. I mean, you can see out your window and see everybody, and it's a good time.
That's the key part. And we do usually get an interior. Last year we got an exterior, and
it is much quieter.
It is quieter, and it is easier to go sneak away and take a naps and stuff during the day, because during the day it is very loud all day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, it's just what you prefer and what you like. Because the only downside to the room that we have this time is it's little bit farther away from the DJ stand, but it's the whole opposite corner from the entrance.
Yeah. So we have to
Walk the whole
Yeah. There's only one entrance to the pool area. Yeah. And it's towards the front of the resort. Yeah. And there's a black fence that goes all the way around like the pool area, the tiki area.
And for us, it takes average. I timed it quite a few times, like 45 minutes for us to get around because we were stopped every like two.
Yeah. Minutes. Well, it's because we run into people and we get distracted. Yeah. And
so just running to the room real quick is never running to the room real quick. It's always like an hour process yeah. every single time. With Swinger Society, anyway, that's like, yeah. that's the...
Because we know so many people there yeah. that yeah. they'll be in the room like, hey, come get a drink or this. Yeah. So we get pulled into the rooms, yeah. we hang out, we drink. It's a lot of times we're not like, complaining. Oh, we ordered a giant pizza. Do you want a piece? Oh. You know?
I'm not complaining, that's for yeah. sure. But yeah, that's pretty much the rundown on the room. You book it just like any other hotel. They have their website. And usually if there's a takeover, there'll be a direct booking, like... page with all the rooms on them and stuff like that yeah. but you can easily Google every room and see pictures and the themes and what is included. Most of them have a microwave. A lot of them have like coffee makers. One we had was a crock pot in it one time.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
A blender. Like you have random, you never know what you're getting. Some of them have toasters. Most of them have dishes and like enough
yeah
silverware and stuff to eat, knives and all the things you could possibly need. It's kind of like an Airbnb.
A little bit.
Yeah. You'll get ones that have certain utensils you need and things that you need and tools. And
it's a little bit like a home to suite.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's a hotel yeah. room, but also there are a little extra things like,
yeah.
like silverware, yeah. a Keurig.
yeah. Yeah. You'll get like K cups and stuff and they'll have like whole drawers. And you just never know what you're going to get. So definitely like Google is good for that. I always Google eye candy always pops up with the better pictures and the descriptions. So I always go through it. Also sold out. It was for like an event in 2001 or something like that. Yeah. But it's like I go through and they have the best descriptions and all the pictures. So I go through there and it'll tell you what it comes with and
yeah.
how well, many people it fits.
And on Secret's website, there's a map where you can yeah. see where the room yeah. is located to the resort.
And there is a map on there that you can zoom in and virtually walk around and
yeah,
see
yeah.
the room and go in and out and stuff, which is nice. But yeah, it'll tell you everything you need on their website. And usually whatever takeover you're going to, they have it all on the website that you book on and stuff.
Looking for a fresh way to connect in the lifestyle? Welcome to the Playground, a modern space where open-minded adults meet, explore, and create unforgettable connections.
Built for the lifestyle community, the Playground is where curiosity meets connection. Ready to join the fun? Click the link below and start your adventure with the Playground today.
And then like a typical day at Secrets is you wake up, walk outside naked. Most freeing, amazing feeling ever. No one cares yeah. at
it's
all.
It's always a progression so for good. Us.
It is. It is.
Like we, it is. We show up usually like if we are going to a takeover at Secrets. Yeah. We usually show up a day early before the actual yeah. takeover.
Like the Thursday.
And then we hang out. It's usually pretty chill.
It's like some kind of meet and greet game or some yeah. kind of like scavenger. Something to just kind of icebreaker.
Yeah.
Like icebreaker.
But as the weekend progresses, we get more comfortable and then yeah. less and less clothes yeah. are used.
I don't know. This weekend, woke up in the morning with sweatpants and that's it. I walked out in just sweatpants just because it was cold. But I don't know. Secrets is definitely makes me come out of my shell for sure. I feel yeah. safe there to not wear a top all the time, which I don't do very often. I don't know. It's such a good feeling to wake up in the morning and just
I'm never really comfortable walking around naked.
No.
Except for at Secrets.
Yeah. Yeah. Same.
Not even at Trap. Have I ever, like, I have shirts on. I always have pants on. But Secrets is the only place I've been naked too. In public during the daytime.
I think it's all the hot, sweaty showering. Everybody's just showering together. It's just kind of in the pool together. It's just kind of, I don't know.
Secrets is the only place I've fallen asleep naked in the pool chair.
Yeah. You kind of, like, let your guard down because you lived there for a few days. And you just kind of let it go. But anyway. Yeah, they have, during the day, you wake up and They do serve breakfast. They start serving breakfast in the morning. Now they do that, and you can get breakfast. They have a little continental breakfast in the lobby, too, as well. Then they do daytime parties. So usually around 11, noon, the DJ will start up, and then they do daytime parties, and they're clothing optional. The whole place is clothing optional. You can be naked. You can walk outside naked. You can wear sweatpants and sweatshirt. That's what I did a few times this last weekend I was there. And you can literally wear whatever you want. So it's whatever you're feeling. And then daytime party lasts pretty much all day long. They do games and pool games. And
it's really DJ as long stuff. As you want it to be.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody's outside having a great time until like the club opens up.
Yeah. And that's usually around 8. So they do on usually Thursdays or Fridays, they'll do room crawls if you're there with a takeover, and you can kind of, those are our favorite. So after the daytime parties, we kind of go back to our room. We're always hosting a room crawl, so we never get to chill. But a lot of people around 4 or 5 o'clock start, I'd say three to five, they all start going back from the pool, and everybody like takes a shower, takes a nap, gets something to eat.
Yeah.
And we always have to skip that because we're always too busy getting ready for the room calls on Fridays. But on Friday nights or Thursday nights, depending, they do room crawls, and you go around and people will hand out shots. They'll hand out water. They'll hand out snacks and cupcakes. You'll get just random stickers, goodie bags.
When we started doing room crawls, it was just people coming to the rooms where now people are like putting themes into their rooms during the room crawls.
That's which fun.
I've seen again, Fire and Ice, where they'll have Goldschlager shots and Fireball shots. And they always have a voting process trying to win some kind of prize.
Yeah. And then you get a goodie bag and you leave with something and then you go to the next room and you kind of bounce.
Just about every room has a goodie bag. Yeah.
We do stickers and we've done bottle openers. We've done keychains. We've done all sorts of different kind of gifts. We've done different stress balls, pineapple stress balls and necklaces. We always try to do something like that. And we do candy in there and our cards and stickers and whatever, discount code, whatever we've got. We put it in there and give it all away. And then we usually do some type of food. So you try to definitely eat, pace yourself. If you're going to a room crawl, that's where you'll get in the most trouble.
It's a lot of shots quickly.
Very fast because you don't realize, it catches up to you quickly. And it's usually at the end of a long day in the pool. So make sure you grab those waters that they do. You'll get rooms to hand those out. Definitely, definitely chug that sucker because.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we always tried to make our drink be an electrolyte drink and a water drink because we wanted people to hydrate enough a little bit, and we tried to help any way we could because people are struggling by the time they get to the room.
Well, that's how the margaritas and pizza started.
Yeah, because we just wanted people to eat something.
Yeah, we just need carbs. We need to carb people up.
Yeah, that's how that started, was because we just were people were not okay, and it was when everybody was first starting going, so everybody was so excited and just shots. It was dangerous. So we got pizza in our room and just pulled everybody into our room to eat as a whole. And it's always a good idea. Make sure that you're drinking water. Make sure that you're pacing yourself. Make sure you realize how many shots you've just taken. Keep track of that because nobody wants to feel like that. Nobody wants to pass out by 9 o'clock and miss everything.
It happens to somebody every time.
It does. It happens quite often. But make sure you're pacing yourself. And room crawls are fun. And then, like we said, 8 o'clock-ish is usually when the party starts. And most parties, takeovers and stuff, have a 360 camera outside, and you have a whole bunch of photo opportunities, and then you'll go into the club.
So I know with Swinger Society, they always have that night themed as a backdrop, and then they have the 360.
Yeah. And then at iCandy, they had girls on stilts and stuff. They have entertainment going in and stuff. And then once you get in there, it's packed. They need a bigger club.
One thing
they do need is a bigger club because it is insane. When we were there this weekend, we got in the door and it was so packed we couldn't even find a space beyond inside the door. It was
it's
insane. So it's loud too. It's loud and it's hot. And there's a lot of people. So
I feel there's a lot of times where we're in there, I need to go outside. Because it's I'm too hot. I just start feeling claustrophobic after a minute.
People.
And then they have that fog machine.
Yes.
that literally while it's on, you can't see anything. Yeah. And I just
and it's also
get that claustrophobic feeling. And I just need to go outside for a few minutes.
Yeah, we didn't make it much beyond the door, and then we were there maybe 5-10 minutes. The tops, and that was the only time we had stepped foot in it this past week. But it's fun. It's fun if you like. I like to go in there when I'm feeling dancey and I want to dance and stuff. Yeah. I love dancing, so I do like to try and get in there. But like this past weekend, I couldn't even move. I couldn't even get to anywhere to dance, and there was no room to dance. So I didn't get to dance this weekend, but it's okay. We had fun. We had a hot tap time. But then, yes, normally we get too hot or too loud or too overwhelmed or whatever, and we don't last in there too long most times. Because then we go out, and that's why we always put our costumes on. They always have a theme of some sort at the party, and you'll have a theme. And then I just stopped putting as much effort into Secret's costumes as I do with the rest of them, because they last maybe an hour, maybe.
Yeah, if
it's always like very disposable.
We always spend an hour or two in the club. It's like, all right.
Yeah.
Then we get like a small group and we end up back at the pool.
And that's what doing all the videos and the pictures and the 360s and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe an hour. And yeah, normally we're like, nah, we're going to go and get in the hot tub or get in the pool and we're done. We're good. And yeah, so we don't put much thought into our costumes anymore. It's just not a thing. Most of it is. And make sure that's light and flowy, and we try to be comfortable. Secrets is like very much vacation mode vibe.
It is.
So wear stuff that's light and not hot.
Easy to take off.
Yeah. Easy to take off. Like the less the better. Yeah. ACs and some, it depends on the theme.
I just ordered my costume for the pirate theme.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the most clothes I've ever worn at Secrets.
Oh, not me.
And
I'm not doing that.
I was supposed to like the costume to finish it. You're supposed to wear like boots or something. Oh. I'm like, I'm wearing flip flops. That's more piratey than boots.
You know, pirates love their flip flops.
Heck yeah.
They're pirates and their flip flops. Yeah, there's usually a theme of some sort. And you do your little swinger thing and show up and do all that. But yeah, it's much more fun in the pool and the hot tub, depending on what season. It was cold this weekend.
I think so when we go in 9 days,
I
feel like it's going to warm up. So
I do, because it was down like 45,
I feel like
49
it's been
degrees, and it was unseasonably
cold,
freezing
this year.
We were all about sweatpants and sweatshirts as soon as we possibly could, and we did hot tub, but there was no.
Oh, I am for sure.
No swimming.
I am for sure making sure I'm taking sweatpants this time.
Oh yeah, that's the best.
A hoodie or two, and my fluffy pineapple robe.
it was still cold this past week. I don't know. I'm hoping in the next 9 days it warms up, but I'm not too optimistic. I'm preparing myself to be cold again, because it said 80s, but man, at nighttime it got freezing cold and I was numb. It was so cold. So they do have hot tubs. They have two hot tubs there, and then they just have a new tiki bar section, which is really cool. It has a dance floor and like a DJ booth area. And then it has another bar and some seating and tables. And next to that, my favorite part is the fire pits. There's three fire pits with a ton of chairs around them. And then they have a couple pool tables, all that, table tennis, all of that, little bags and stuff like that. That's have a little courtyard type thing. But that's a nice addition. And then they moved the chair, the big chair, the infamous chair, over there. So it's a lot easier to get pictures because there's not.
In the last couple years, it's been weird to get pictures because it's always been like next to construction zones.
Yeah, and there's those rooms right there. I just never liked where it was sitting before. Like it was always in, it showed the hallway with people's bedrooms and you had to be careful. And plus it was right in the courtyard, so you had to worry about just taking pictures in front of everybody in the pool and stuff.
Yeah.
So I like where it's at now, but yeah, and that's kind of the schedule. I mean, depends on if there's a takeover. It really depends on a few things, but definitely go on the website and see what's going on. And they'll have the schedule on Secret's website with all of the day party themes and what kind is going on in the games and stuff.
Hey there, listeners. Are you looking to prioritize your sexual health and wellness? We've got just a thing for you. Shameless Care offers at-home testing kits, telehealth consultations, and even treatment for ED and performance anxiety for when you want to play, but your body says otherwise. It's convenient, discreet, and all about keeping you at your best. And guess what? We've teamed up with them to give you an exclusive discount. Use code HOT, that's code H-O-T, at checkout to get $30 off your first order. Don't walk, run. It's time to take charge of your sexual health today with Shameless Care, because your health is nothing to be ashamed of.
So other than the pool, there's, and the club, there's also playroom and a dungeon.
We've never been in the playroom.
Not once.
Ever.
Not once. We have not been in the playrooms.
For one, for me personally, you have to get naked to go in, and I don't really love that. So, yeah. And then for two, the entire place is a playroom. You can play anywhere you want, and everyone has a bed available and a room. So it's like, you know, we just never went back
yeah.
there. And last time we were like, we're going into the playroom. This time we are. We have to. We have so many new people. We're going to go in there and take a tour with them because we've never even been in the playrooms. But yeah, yet to be nude. And it's just not my 100% my jam.
Yeah.
I don't.
You like being naked at your own pace.
Yeah.
You don't like being told.
I hate to be told to get naked.
Like, it's not the fact that, because we just talked about how, like, oh, it's like, I love being naked to Secrets, but don't tell me I have to be naked.
Yeah. And usually it's
not. It changes.
Yeah. It changes everything. But yeah, the dungeon we have been to, and it's my personally my favorite dungeon I've ever been to. I love it in there. That's like my fave. We need to go in there too.
Yeah, they have a lot of different. Like, obviously, just about any other dungeon. They got St. Andrew's Cross. They have a bed with a stock at the footboard. They have massage tables and stuff to do, like, electro stim, wax play, stuff like that. They have all their own toys that you can try out there. And they're all sanitized. There's sanitizer right there. And
they have all the tools you could need.
It's good sized, fit a lot of people, but they have a lot of different areas in it.
It's my favorite, my personal favorite. But yeah, and then as you go out into the courtyard, there's the pools. There's a little pool, and then there's the new, brand new pool, which is so nice and it's changed everything with the DJ booth over there.
Yeah, I still am amazed on how little that old pool is.
I know. I can't believe we used to cram every person in that pool. I was talking about that with somebody.
Like, everybody was in that pool before they got the new one, which is enormous.
Yeah.
I look at this old pool that's still there. We call it the conversation pool now because...
And that big pool Saturday... There was no, you couldn't even get in the pool. There was no room to move. I have no idea how we did Secrets. I have no idea. I don't know. We were sitting there just talking about that this weekend. I was like, totally different place now that they added that pool. I mean, the whole place is just so many changes.
Yeah, just since the 4 years since we started going. That place has changed a ton.
They got new doors with new keypads.
Oh, do they have new keypads? Yeah. That was always a hassle.
Yeah, they're starting. And now you can order food to your room. You just scan it. And you
have really?
Menu and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, but speaking of that, they have the tiki bar out there. And you can order food pretty much all day long. They have food. And it's good food. Chicken Caesar wraps.
That's where it's
when
at.
When you go, get the chicken Caesar wraps.
That's our go-to.
I would tell everybody to eat the chicken Caesar wraps. I did have pizza this weekend. Barbecue chicken pizza was good. I mean, all of the food we've ever had there.
I've never had bad food there. Yeah. I've heard people talk trash about it, but I personally have never had anything bad there.
They've really revamped the whole food part of Secrets over the last year or two. They've really come a long way, and now they do breakfast and stuff, so it's really nice, and you can... Like I said, in your room, you'll have a little barcode thing, QR code, that you can scan on your phone, and they'll bring it right to your room. And
nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. Saves a lot of standing at the bar.
Well, last time we went, I used the, because they had the kiosk.
Yeah, they do have kiosks now. That's nice. They're coming. They're getting there.
That's what I used the last time. Yeah. The room service type deal thing. That's nice. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's a really good addition for sure. And then, yeah, you can order food up there and obviously drinks and all of that. And that pretty much is Secrets, like the property of Secrets. They have a little store. There's a little gift store if you forget anything or need anything. And then parking, they only let you have one car in the parking lot now. So they, which as they should, because there's not enough parking.
Yeah, that ever. Is the parking's always been yeah. a pain at Secrets.
It's one plus to having a room on the outside is you get to park your car. Well, the idea is you get to park your car at your room and unload and load and everything there. But like this weekend, you can't find a parking spot near your room anyway. So the whole time you're there, you're just like carrying everything.
Yeah.
Either way, that's
parking's always a hit miss there.
And now they have a field next door that everybody parks in. And that whole entire field was full Saturday. It's insane how much they're growing and how big it's getting. And it's crazy to watch. It's crazy to see. This little world of ours changed so much in the last few years.
Hey, beautiful. If you're looking to feel confident and sexy, Voluptuous Vixen has got you covered with stunning lingerie and outfits that fit every curve. And for our listeners, you can snag 10% off your order with code HOTCOUPLENGA at checkout. Don't miss out. Check out the link below and find your next favorite piece.
But yeah, that's pretty much the property. And then I kind of wanted to talk about what to bring. We've been getting that question all of the time. What do we pack? What do we need? And I'm going to tell you, the less, the better.
I want to say,
you don't need everything you're going to think you do.
No.
That's my tip.
I always overpack.
That's my tip. Same. We all do.
Like, everybody does it.
We all do it.
And we end up wearing half of what we took.
Most of the time you're wearing your bathing suit. And you're just wearing bathing suits.
If you take multiple bathing suits so you don't have to put a wet one on the next day.
Yes. Yes. Lots of bathing suits and bring your own towels. I would bring your own towels.
They do have towels you can borrow, but they make you
give your driver's
license. Yeah. You have to give them your driver's license as collateral so you bring the towels back.
That's what I mean. They're like the typical hotel situation where there's never enough and then they're always super thin and they're just not right. So we always bring lots of beach towels, big beach towels. And if you want a chair in the morning, you're going to have to go down in the morning and get your chairs because they're also
you gotta claim that.
First come, first serve. So.
Yeah, claim that spot before everybody else gets up.
Get your coffee and go claim a chair because that's the only way you're going to get one for the day, especially on the Saturday, Friday.
Especially if you want one like close to the pool.
Yeah.
Like you can find a chair.
Mm-mm.
No?
This last week, there was no chairs. We had to wait until about 5 p.m. to finally find a chair.
Oh, really?
That we could sit in until people started going to eat and stuff. So it really just depends on, again, if there's a takeover or not. But just make sure you pack your typical pool day, beach day stuff, your sun hat, your sunscreen, your beach bag.
I see it every year. More than one person goes out because it's March. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the first weekend in April that we're there. A lot of people are coming from the Midwest where it's been cold. They go out
first
there.
First sun of the year.
First sun of the year, and they get fried over the weekend.
I make that mistake every year.
And I haven't done any tanning this year yet.
Yeah, you're gonna
I'm on. Ghost white.
You need to keep up on that lotion.
And that you will get a tan with sunscreen, people. You will get a tan. Yeah. Just to
make sure we keep up with that.
Yes.
But yeah, just your typical pool hotel vacation stuff. Make sure your towels. You're going to need your theme outfits. And then usually just like a club and any other event or anything, we all do change into lingerie or less clothing or bikini or nude or what. We usually dress down. So bring something that you're going to want to wear in the evening. So all of your bathing suits, so many bathing suits, any of that. Sunglasses, hair tie, all that kind of
stuff.
Make sure stuff for your lips. And then you're going to want to pack water and some food. You can eat there the whole time, but I do suggest like snacks. And they do have certain hours
where they
close.
A case of water,
Make sure you have water.
We always bring
electrolytes.
Our own liquor and stuff for like drinks in our room.
In your room if you want to do any jello shots.
Because you can't take your drinks into the pool area.
I forgot that.
But you can drink in your room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can bring your own alcohol to your room.
Especially like during the room crawls and stuff, a lot of people carry their cups around and are sipping on something while they're visiting all the rooms.
Yeah, make sure you have a cup of some sort. Yeah, with room crawls and stuff, or just visiting, walking around the halls and stuff.
We always take a tumbler.
Just have something. Even like this last time I went, it was just water, and that's how I was hydrating in between the pool and all of that. Just have some tumbler, and you're going to have to dump it out and show them that it's empty before you walk into the pool.
Yeah, not even ice.
You're going to have to, they search your bag and everything, so make sure that you leave your alcohol in your bedroom, but bring snacks, bring food. We always bring meats and cheeses and just stuff that you can snack on, Triscuits and wheat thins and stuff you can just grab real fast because the kitchen's not always open. There is a Wawa across the street, so you can run.
Like there's a, there's things around where you can get something to eat.
But we try not to leave as much as possible because you don't want to leave once you're there.
Typical Orlando traffic.
Yeah.
If you leave that place, you're not coming back until a minimum of 30 minutes later.
Yeah. Even to just go across the street.
Like it takes 30 minutes to go anywhere in Orlando.
Yeah. It's just, part of vacation. It's a typical vacation. If you run anywhere, it's going to take a minute, but you can leave and come back and stuff. But I just suggest snacks and water, non-alcoholic drinks as well as alcoholic
100%.
Drinks. Really, honestly, your costumes. And I would always pack like sweatpants and sweatshirts, your normal
comfy clothes.
Comfy clothes, because you're going to want that too.
And I always pack one or two just like regular vanilla outfits.
Yeah.
In case we want to go out to dinner.
Yeah, a lot of times you'll have people be like, what's your dinner plans? And a lot of people do. Like, there's a good Mexican place across the street. Yeah. And
there's like a steakhouse down the street too.
Yeah, and there's a few things. Sometimes you'll get invited to like a little get together dinner and stuff. Especially if you're there during the week. A lot of times that happens then. So bring some outfits just in case you have to leave. Don't make the mistake of only bringing your swinger shit.
Yeah. I have gone across the street in swinger stuff to the Wawa. And I got pictures with people. I'm here to fuck somebody's wife.
T-shirt.
I had that. And it's like rainbow, like lettering, like pink and green and blues. And then I had those multicolored pineapple short, like Hoochie Daddy swim trunks. And I just walk in there with those and flip-flops.
Definitely a Secrets outfit.
Everybody's staring. I made a couple jokes with some people. Yeah. One guy looked at me and was like, Secrets? Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Like, they know. They know what's across the street. Yeah. So, bring a couple outfits to just in case you need to leave the property. But for the most part, you honestly just need a bathing suit and a towel. And you would be fine to be at Secrets the entire time with just that. That's all you really need. And we highly suggest buying a band at the office if it's your first time going. Get the band. It will save your life.
They have, so it's a normal touch keypad, but they sell bracelets that are rubber you don't have to keep your room key. They can program the bracelet to get into your room.
So nice.
And
we can both have one.
You buy them.
Yeah. Everybody that's
I think they're like 10, 15 bucks, and they reprogram them every time you go. 100% worth it.
So worth money. You and anybody who's in your room can get one so that everybody has access to the room whenever you want.
Yeah.
So it's really, really nice to have. But the prices are all on their website. You'll find all of that information, all the hours for everything, all the party themes, everything you need to know is Secrets Hideaway's website and Google. Google, you can get some different clips. Certain rooms have Facebook groups and Facebook pages and certain like followings, and a lot of people that book pretty regularly and the owners have little Facebook pages or Instagram pages and stuff. So you can get a little bit different views and more pictures.
So certain rooms do have their own social media pages.
The one we're staying in this time has one with a Facebook page and stuff on it.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
So I got some other extra pictures than normal and stuff. So Google. It'll all pop up. Just put your room number and Secrets Hideaway and have a good time. Secrets is so much fun. Just, you can make it as crazy and wild as you want it to be and stay up the entire time and just party. Or you can make it the most chill, relaxing vacation. whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, it's, again, it's what we tell everybody all the time. Exactly what you want it to
be. Just like the lifestyle, it can be whatever you want it to be. I mean, granted, on a takeover on a Saturday, it's a little harder to have a quiet, calm vacation.
Oh, see,
everywhere.
I feel like if you close the blinds and...
No, I mean to like have a chill, relaxing, calm vacation.
Oh,
cool,
yeah.
And doing all
yeah, that's
that
a little,
part.
Yeah, that's
so cool. I recommend coming, you know, Monday. Sundays are good. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Sundays are
nice because you have a good day party. It's still kind of the takeover vibe-ish. It has
yeah.
like a...
Sunday after a takeover
like a
is...
Yeah. But there's a lot less people.
People there, a lot less people.
Yeah.
There's still a DJ usually. There's still everybody's still buzzing from the weekend. Yeah. But it's still pretty
way
relaxing.
More relaxing than like a Friday, Saturday, even Thursday.
But you can still get in some shenanigans if you want.
Yeah. Sunday's our favorite day. We always recommend if you're going for a takeover, stay Sunday. That's been our biggest tip every time someone asks for a tip because it's way different vibe. Everyone is struggling and trying to get home to work on Monday, and it's miserable just watching everybody like lug all their stuff to the car. And we're like, let's just not.
That's how we started staying Sunday is we woke up and saw everybody going past our window just looking miserable, like rolling their luggage out. Because being it's an old Ramada, it's an old motel.
No.
There is no elevator.
No elevator.
So everybody that's on the second floor has to carry all of their shit downstairs and to their car. Yeah. And there's like one or two luggage carts in the whole place.
Yeah.
And everybody's leaving at the same time, you can't get one.
Yeah, that was one.
So people are carrying and rolling and all their shit.
I watched a guy carry a full-sized cooler down those stairs. And it was full of stuff.
You hear the icy water sloshing around.
Oh, and he had big muscles, big arms, and he was struggling to get down there. I was like, never.
120 pounds when they got stuff in them.
You can't convince me to stay upstairs. I don't know.
I know.
We bring too much stuff.
I tell everybody that. I'm like, I always recommend the first floor.
Yeah.
I'm like, just because, there are some really cool rooms upstairs.
There's some really nice ones. Yeah.
But carrying, because
I know we bring so
it'd be
much stuff.
Different if we didn't take as much.
Yeah,
shit.
If it was just me and you going for a quiet,
thing, that'd be different.
It'd be way different.
If we just had a couple bags,
even
four suitcases would be no big deal.
We bring our van because we pack the entire van full of stuff. We bring too much stuff, so I can't imagine carrying all of that stuff upstairs. It's hard enough when you're on an interior room with unloading. But that's just us.
Yeah.
That's just us.
So that Sunday, I got up, walked straight to the lobby and can I get another day in the same room?
Yeah.
And they're like, no problem. And then we stayed that Sunday and everybody that was from out of town were waiting for their flights and they could hang out in our room. We all went to the pool, just hung out and had a couple drinks and relaxed, and then when everybody kind of dispersed with their flights or whatnot, and the stuff they couldn't take, their food and stuff, they just put it in our room. So we had whole dinners and things.
We usually that night's usually when we take a lot. We finally get time to take naps, and we take a sweet nap, and now we did the podcast last time. We got Chinese. We usually order food.
Last time was the first Sunday since we started going to Secrets that I had a voice on Sunday.
Yeah.
Every Sunday before this last time we went, I had no voice. I was hoarse all of Sunday. And everybody's like, are you okay? I'm like, just... can't talk.
Secrets takes it out of you. You're dehydrated, and it takes me a good solid week or so to find.
Yeah, we're not as young as we used to be. No, we don't bounce back like that.
It'll take it out of you. But that pretty much sums up Secrets. That's pretty much the gist of everything. And we are so excited to come back. We have 8 days, 9 days, something
it's coming up fast.
Next Thursday, we will be there.
So excited.
And then we are going to be doing a podcast with the motherfucking Lees. We are going to be rooming with them. And
we talked them into coming down with us.
And they'll finally be on the podcast, just them. So you'll get to know them a little bit more. I'm excited for that. We've been trying to interview them since January. So we're excited to finally have time and the chance to sit down. And then speaking of secrets, we at noon, if you are coming to Secrets, all of our friends, literally everybody is invited to come to our room.
Yes.
Room 141 at Secrets, noon on Saturday. Come to our room, get pizza and margaritas. We're all going to hang out. We want to introduce all our people to our people. We want to meet new people.
Yes.
To add to our people. Will,
so, I want to meet everyone.
Everybody come to our room.
Everyone come to our room. We'll have plenty of food.
So much.
I'm making our own margaritas. Yes. We're taking our blender down. I make some pretty good margaritas.
Yeah.
That's one of my faves.
It's going to be good. We're excited for that. So come check it out if you're coming to Secrets. Room 141, come do that. And then the next event that we have on the books is Glow Party. So we have Pad, Pineapples After Dark, is going to be throwing their second annual Glow Party.
In Buckhead.
And that is in Buckhead, Georgia at the Blue Martini on June 21st. And we are so excited for that. You didn't get to go to the first one, so I'm
going
to come this time.
Yes, I'm definitely going to try and make that one.
Yeah, we're hoping, but it's in Buckhead. We've loved Buckhead.
Yeah, we fell in love Buckhead like right after we moved to Georgia.
Way before all that.
Yeah. We discovered Buckhead before we discovered Treppies.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, that was a place we liked to hang out just together. And they have good food, good area, good place to go. So come check that out. We'll have that in the show notes below. But that's all we've got on the book so far. I'm sure that is going to be changing soon. We're going to be announcing some things. There's a lot of stuff going on. We've got a lot of stuff behind the scenes can't announce yet, but always something popping up, always something going on. And yeah, as always,
it's not that serious.
Don't make it weird. We love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.